The notion of guardian angels dates all the way back to antiquity, and modern tributes include Clarence and It's a Wonderful Life, Wim Wenders' Wings of Desire, and Angels in America. Next week, a dramatic new take on the unseen forces in our lives comes to the Triad courtesy of Winston-Salem Festival Ballet. Founder Gary Taylor has spent nearly a decade contemplating the many angel stories he's encountered in his own personal life and near-death experiences as well. His choreography, Angels in Our Midst, explores the impact of the real presence of guardians in our world through dance, original music by Chris Heckman and Cornelius Dufalo, and lighting by Craig Stelzenmuller. Performances begin Friday, March 8th at 8 o'clock in the Haynes Brands Theater in Winston-Salem. It'll run through the 10th with a Sunday matinee at 2, and a special preview concert on Thursday, March 7th, beginning at 6:30 with cocktails, synoptic performance, and a chat session with the cast and crew. Gary recently spoke with me along with dancer Alejandra Doré, who performs Rebecca in Angels in Our Midst.
I'm trying to do my best in trying to be Rebecca from now, from the studio. Because when I'm going on the stage, I just want to enjoy to be Rebecca and feel like her. And I'm trying to understand what Gary wants with that character. So it's so special. And for me, it's an honor to do that character because I think that I'm the first person after your daughter did it.
Tell me about Rebecca.
Yeah. My wife's grandmother passed away, who was very dear to her. Truly was her person in the family that she connected with. And it meant a lot. And she had a huge impact. And they actually have a very large family. And she was this soul center person that really everyone would go to and was this central person. And a very caring, loving person. And her husband was a worker. And she was the supporter of the family, you know, would cook for all these people. And I think, you know, before she passed away, she had over 50 grandchildren. I mean, huge family. And she made such a great impact on her life, I decided to create a ballet on it. I usually do so much research and mental preparation and go in and work with the dancers. But when I did this ballet, I selected this piece of music and I went in with no preconceived concept, and I literally just started setting the work and working with the dancers, and we went through and created the entire ballet in a number of days. I think it was about a week. And when I would leave the studio, I wouldn't go work on it. I would go do other things and work, and I'd go back to the studio and just create from scratch on these individuals, and the entire ballet was created without any preconceived concept or any idea. And it is one of my favorite ballets I've done.
What a departure for you. What did you learn from that experience?
I learned that to be vulnerable is a challenge, but also you gain from that. And the other thing is that that's another concept of this guardian angel guidance thing. I was being guided from definitely something else. And because I normally like to be so meticulous and understanding every single note and breath. And it was more about the life process to create as opposed to the technical aspect.
Dancer and Winston-Salem Festival Ballet founder and artistic director Gary Taylor. Earlier we heard from dancer Alejandra Doré. She'll dance the role of Rebecca in Gary's powerful new work with original music and lighting design titled Angels in Our Midst. Performances begin Friday, March 8th at 8 o'clock in the Haynes Brands Theater in Winston-Salem, and it'll run through the 10th with a Sunday matinee at 2. You'll find links to ticket information and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. There'll also be a special preview event on Thursday, March 7th, beginning at 6:30, with cocktails, synoptic performance, and a chat session with the cast and crew. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.